Channel structure and selection. There are many different types of distribution channels according to the nature of the products, the size of the business, the brand image, and the method of operation. The organization must weigh the strengths and weaknesses of each configuration to get a clear picture of how a given structure can help achieve strategic goals. After reviewing various types of channel structures, we then compare the types and review the steps in the selection process. Channel structure. Here we review the more common channel arrangements. As seen in the following examples, the distribution network basically deals with three major entities: producer, distributor, and customer. Producer storage with direct delivery. Exhibit 7-13 illustrates the most basic flow, from producer to customer. Exhibit 7-13, producer storage with direct delivery. Products that use this model are primarily engineer or make-to-order, but even some make-to-stock products use this model. Delivery of the product is made either by the organization's fleet or a third-party carrier. Complete responsibility for the distribution channel lies with the organization. Most organizations choose to outsource some or all of this function to a partner to reduce cost and distribute some of the risk. Producer storage with dropship. In the alternative shown in Exhibit 7-14, the product is shipped directly from the manufacturer to the end customer, bypassing the retailer who takes the order and initiates the delivery request. Exhibit 7-14, producer storage with dropship. This option is referred to as drop shipping. All inventories are stored at the manufacturer. Information flows from the customer via the retailer to the manufacturer. The biggest advantage of this method for the manufacturer is that the cost of customer-facing initiatives now resides with the retailer, such as providing a floor model for viewing. The retailer benefits by not needing to store inventory. This method is best suited to low-demand products that are of high value. Producer with extended channel networks. Exhibit 7-15 illustrates the producer with extended channel networks model. Exhibit 7-15, producer with extended channel networks. In this model, the producer may use one or more geographically placed distribution centers to fulfill the needs of retailers. Inventory is sent from the producer to the distribution centers, where it is held until it is shipped to the retailer. This method of distribution is often used for mass-produced, inexpensive items. The benefits of this method include the speed of response to customer requests and the fact that the producer is responsible for a minimal number of transaction flows. Distributor with extended channel network. Exhibit 7-16 illustrates how an independent distributor collects a wide range of products to meet the needs of multiple retailers. Exhibit 7-16, distributor with extended channel network. The producers benefit from exposure to a wider marketplace, and the distributor benefits by having a broader range of items in inventory to meet retailer requests. Organizations that use this model are normally large distributors that sell to the mass market. Aggregator with e-business network. As illustrated in Exhibit 7-17, e-business has revolutionized the marketplace. Online sales have helped distributors who were previously losing sales because of high wait times on less requested items. Through the use of both online sales and the retail channel to meet customers' needs, distributors can greatly reduce the number of stocked products. This multi-channel, multi-level approach allows distributors to reach a vast geographic market with a larger assortment of products. Exhibit 7-17, Aggregator with e-business network. Comparison of channel factors and outputs. Exhibit 7-18 and Exhibit 7-19 show how the various methods compare in terms of channel factors and channel outputs. Recall that risk pooling is centralizing inventory and distributing it on demand rather than carrying full inventory in downstream tiers. Channel selection. As soon as the channel structure has been identified, the channel selection process can begin. To make the best network channel decisions, it is recommended that organizations follow a simple four-step process as illustrated in Exhibit 7-20. Exhibit 7-20, four-step channel selection process. Step 1, facility selection issues. In the first step, the organization identifies and quantifies all issues that could potentially affect the selection of each facility. This is a critical step as it provides the basis for the subsequent steps. These challenges are generally divided into macro and micro issues, as seen in Exhibit 7-21. Micro-issues include those associated with both the community and the site. Step 2. Modeling choices. In the second step, the organization selects the modeling technique it will perform. There are a number of techniques that can be used. The simplest is composed of statistical charting, mapping techniques, spreadsheet comparisons, other techniques, simulation, heuristics, optimization, expert systems, are more complex and are usually performed by computer software. Step 3. Assembling the network. The third step in the process is to assemble the actual network. In this step, the organization answers the question of where to build or lease distribution centers. The goal is to find locations that optimize the trade-offs. Methods such as the center of gravity approach can be used at this time. Step 4. Confirming the network. The final step in the channel selection process is to confirm the network. In this step, the organization links facilities to markets and determines the capacity resource allocation for each facility. The overarching goal of the channel selection process is to choose the channel that optimizes customer responsiveness while lowering operating costs and maximizing company profits. The channel selected should support the organization's strategy while supporting its own weight by adding more value than it costs.